So, St. Simon, have you thought it over?
Yes, I have.
And?
There are a good many objections.
Like what?
Rand, you don't understand what's involved.
Sure I do. It's what I do best.
Business.
Look, Robert, I know business is a dirty word over here, especially in your sort of family.
You know nothing whatsoever about my family.
Oh, now, that's where you're wrong, my friend. I like to keep my ear to the ground, keep track of whose fortunes are on the way up or down.
Doran, you are no gentleman.
No, I don't have the pedigree, but I reckon I soon shall. What do you say? Here, health, wealth, and happiness.
Health, wealth, and happiness.
The Noble Bachelor by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Merrison as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring John Rye as St. Simon, Catherine Fershpan as Hattie, and David Healy as Doran. The Noble Bachelor.
No, it's ridiculous.
It's exactly what I've always wanted.
What you've always wanted. When did you ever care about what I wanted?
If we'd have done what you wanted, my girl, you'd be stuck away somewhere in a two-bit hovel without a cent to your name.
That's the only thing you care about, isn't it? Well, I don't give a damn about money.
Hattie.
Oh, sorry. Not ladylike enough for you, am I? Oh, Pa. This isn't working. None of it. I can't do it. Let's go home.
You don't want to go home.
I don't know what I want. I haven't had a moment to think since we got here.
All I want is the best for you. You know that. Look, the past is gone. You can't bring it back.
I know it.
You got to think about the future. You're 24 years old.
I know that too, damn it.
Hattie.
Sorry.
This kind of chance, it's not going to come your way again. Don't you like him at all?
I like him well enough.
Then promise me you'll think about it at least. That's all I'm asking. Just think about it.
All right. I'll think about it.
Good girl. That's all I wanted to hear.
Lord Robert, if you brought me out here to talk, can we please get on with it? My feet ache and I want to sit down.
Miss Doran, you are the most refreshing woman I know.
Well, having seen some of the others, I can't say that comes as much of a surprise.
You see. Miss Doran.
Yes, Lord Robert.
I bear an ancient and honorable name.
I know you do.
One that I do not bestow lightly.
Of course not. I'm sorry. Aren't you supposed to go down on one knee?
Oh, Mr. Rand, please.
I'm sorry. I really am. Please, go on, Lord Robert. I'm listening.
Let no man put asunder. For as much as Robert de Vere Walsingham and Harriet Caroline hath consented together in holy wedlock, and hath witnessed the same before God and this congregation, I pronounce that they be man and wife together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, I know you have a set way to do these things over here, but the way I see it, I'm the father of the bride, and if I want to toast the newlyweds, well, that's my privilege. So, Duchess, lords, ladies, I give you The bride and groom.
Get your bleeding hands off me!
Just keep your flaming voice down. They'll hear you inside.
Don't you tell me what to do. My business is with Lord Robert, not the Hard Elf. Just tell him Flora Miller's here.
I'm telling you, his lordship left strict instructions. He wasn't to be let in. He's got better things to do.
Oh, yes, I bet he has. With his little American slut. When I get my hands on her, she'll wish she stayed at home.
Right, that's it. Now, you listen to me. If you're not two streets away from this house in the next 30 seconds, I'll have you in the hands of the law faster than you can blink. Understand?
Oh, you're breaking me arm. All right, I'm going. But you can tell your precious Lord Robert and his new lady wife that they haven't heard the last of this. Not by a long chalk.
The bride and groom.
The bride and groom.
On behalf of Lady Robert and myself, thank you.
I still fail to understand, Mr. Duran, why this wedding was such a very small affair.
Well, it wasn't my idea, Duchess. I wanted the whole works.
Really, Mother, we've been over all this. We wanted a quiet, unobtrusive little ceremony.
Unobtrusive?
Intimate, if you prefer. That's what we both wanted. Isn't that so, my dear? Hattie?
I'm sorry. Please excuse me.
What extraordinary behavior. Is the child unwell?
Oh, she was fine this morning, happy as a sandboy. More champagne, Duchess?
Hattie, this is ridiculous. I know perfectly well that you can hear me. Open this door at once. This has gone on for quite long enough. You're being insufferably rude. Very well. I'm coming in. Now, look here. What the devil?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Excuse me, love. Are you all right?
Yes.
Good. Chin up, then. Keep smiling.
Well, well. Look what the cat dragged in.
Who are you?
Or do I mean the Lord?
What do you want?
I want you, my lady. You and me are going somewhere quiet.
What?
I'm sorry, Lord Robert, Mr. Durant. The whole staff's been out, but we can't find anybody who saw her ladyship after she left the house.
How far did you check?
Well, 3 blocks in every direction.
So, now half of London knows she's missing.
Don't be ridiculous, St. Simon.
We were discreet, my lord.
All right. Well, you got any other ideas?
I say we should simply wait. Whatever ridiculous game this is, she'll tire of it before long.
Game? We waited far too long as it is. Jenkins, I want you to go in.
No! Doran, I'm telling you, that is not the best way.
This is unbelievable. My daughter's missing and all you're concerned about is hushing the whole thing up. Well, you can forget it. I'm sending for the police.
This is ridiculous. Yes? Well?
Inspector Giles Lestrade, my lord.
About damn time. Show me in, Hardwick.
My lord, this way, sir.
Thank you. Lord Robert, I'm sorry to have kept you waiting.
What the devil do you mean by keeping me a prisoner in here, Lestrade?
Yes, I'm sorry about that, sir. But it is the normal procedure. We have to see everyone separately. I'm sure you understand.
I do not. I shall be speaking to your superiors.
Very good, sir. Now, if you wouldn't mind answering a few questions, I'd be most...
Are you implying that I'm somehow involved in this ridiculous joke?
Joke, my lord? Mr. Duran is extremely concerned about his
Mr.
daughter.
Mr. Duran is...
Yes, sir.
Mr. Duran is an excitable individual with an overdeveloped imagination. Lady Robert is playing some sort of practical joke, nothing more.
Fond of jokes, is she, sir?
Look, Lestrade. All I require of you is that you organize a discreet search for my wife and bring her back here as quickly and as quietly as you can.
Believe me, Lord Robert, that's exactly what I'd like to do.
Then get on with it, man. And discreetly, do you hear? I don't want one word of this business in the newspapers.
I understand your concern, my lord.
I doubt it.
but unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be able to hush things up for you.
What? What the devil do you mean?
In the light of what Mr. Duran has just told me.
What are you blathering on about, Nan?
Well, sir, I was hoping that you would volunteer the information, but since you appear reluctant... I'm referring to the incident that occurred outside this house earlier today.
That was nothing.
Oh, I don't think so, sir. And with the greatest respect, I don't understand your attitude at all. I suggest you stop treating me like an enemy and help me do my job. Or do you want to see this turn into a murder inquiry?
The curious marriage of Lord Robertson Simon, second son of the Duke of Balmoral, has long since ceased to be a subject of interest in those exalted circles in which the unfortunate bridegroom moves. Fresh scandals have eclipsed it, and their more piquant details have drawn the gossips away from this particular drama. As I have reason to believe, however, that the full details have never been revealed to the general public, and as my friend Mr. Sherlock Holmes had a considerable share in clearing the matter up, I feel that no memoir of him would be complete without some little sketch of this remarkable episode. It happened shortly before my own marriage, during the days when I was still sharing rooms with Holmes in Baker Street. The weather had taken a turn to rain, with high autumnal winds, and the Giselle bullet wound, which I had brought back as a relic of my Afghan campaign, throbbed with dull persistency.
No sign of letting up.
No, sir.
Did he say what time he expected to be back?
Now, what do you think, Doctor? He didn't even take an umbrella.
Mrs. Hudson, he was disguised as a furniture remover.
Oh, is that what it was?
Well, furniture removers do not carry umbrellas.
I wouldn't have let him near my furniture. Oh, I do hope it clears up for your wedding.
Thank you.
You shouldn't be on your feet, sir. Sit down and give your poor leg a bit of a rest. You know what the wet weather does to it.
If it's like this next month, Holmes will be wheeling me up the aisle in a bath chair.
Well, as long as you make it somehow.
I shall miss you, Mrs. Hudson. You've looked after me wonderfully well.
Yes. Well, some people are easier to look after than others. Mr. Holmes! Oh,
Mrs. Hudson!
Couldn't you have left that filthy old coat downstairs, Mr. Holmes? Hmm? Look at the mess on my good carpet.
It'll dry. Watson, I saw...